This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Poudre School District in northern Colorado has scrapped plans to consolidate several schools after widespread backlash from parents. More than 500 people protested outside a Board of Education meeting last night. The Coloradoan reports the plan to close five schools originally had the support of the district's superintendent and board. They said it was necessary to address declining enrollment and funding. In a unanimous vote, the board relented Monday to not close any schools through the 2025-2026 school year, but they warned the district's problems aren't going away. RTD will soon suspend light rail service into central downtown Denver so it can replace old tracks. CEO Deborah Johnson says trains will instead be routed to Union Station.
We understand that this is going to cause impacts, but this is what happens when you have a rail network that now is in a place where we have to do some caring and feeding.
RTD is also improving nearby bus routes to give commuters more options. Train service will be restored in September. Colorado voters are likely to find a lot of questions to decide when they open their ballots this fall. That's because in addition to measures proposed by citizens, there are eight measures for voters to decide on from state lawmakers. Those questions range from imposing an excise tax on guns and ammunition to changing the rules on bail for murder suspects to giving more disabled veterans a property tax break. Showers are expected off and on for the rest of the day in Denver and out on the eastern plains. In Vail, 1 to 2 inches of snow is possible before things clear out overnight there. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.